And it would be a shocking and liberating thing to watch a film like that, that shows you what is actually happening to the seemingly solid world around you. And deep down, that is it's a liberating thing when you see how short-lived every form is. Because what is it in you that sees that? The short-lived nature of all forms, and you witness that. That is the aware presence. From the stillness, you see that. And actually, you become more still the more you see how short-lived every form is, and you don't run away from that fact. You just stay with it. Let's see how important it is to face death in your life, which is everywhere, which is what our civilization is trying to hide continuously. There's no death. Don't never look at a dead body, because that just isn't done. So there are people who have never seen a dead body, and you certainly, if it's not a close relative, you would not be able to see a dead body, because the civilization needs to hide death, because it's the most threatening thing to somebody who is totally identified with the world of form. Death is the most dreadful thing, and you must not think about it or talk about it. And so, whenever you are faced with death, even just watching it, and when the table dissolves, that's death too. If you saw it over a period of 3,000 years and saw it crumbling within a minute, the entire room and everything in it goes, oh. Or you would see a human being born. Somebody showed me a clip, apparently it was from an ad from some country. It takes 1 minute. Baby is coming out of the womb and shoots out like a cannonball into the sky and screams all the time. But as the baby travels up into the sky, it already begins to grow and grows and goes higher and higher and finally reaches full maturity and then starts going downhill and is still screaming. And then becoming an old man as he approaches the ground, hair is falling out, and finally the last scream, and vroom, he lands in the grave. And it says underneath, life is short. Now, whether the people who made that film knew that they were making a spiritual film, I think, I don't know. I think they were selling beer or something like that. But that is deeply spiritual when you see how quickly everything dissolves and you don't run away from that fact. And this, that again, what I mentioned yesterday, the Old Testament prophet who said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity, to see that is liberating.